Oh, find the right Pro Simplicity snowblower for you at Dickel Do It Outdoor Power, just south of Red Oak on Highway 48.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 25 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. Dr. Margaret Brady with me this morning. Dr. Brady, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm great.
What's exciting in your world today?
Well, you know, it's a little windy out there.
Oh, we had a, you know what? There's a minute ago, I thought, holy cow, the wind is really howling.
It just really, yeah.
So we had a, if I push the right button, Dr. Brady, it
it's
works.
It's going to tell us.
It works a lot better.
Your magic machine?
35 mile per hour wind gusts.
Oh, wow.
Just about a little bit ago, about 9:30.
So if you wanted to, like, fly a kite today, you could really, like, it could pick you up off the ground and you could go places.
You go places you may not want to go. Yes.
All the little birds, I thought they were just holding on for dear life on the power lines. I was like, you poor little thing up there.
I bet they were holding on for dear life.
Yeah.
So.
They weren't soaring around as much as I usually on my trip. But boy, it's getting green. Things are looking nice. Are we going to get a little rain?
Yes. I hope. We're going to get some rain this week.
Good. Good.
We need it.
Absolutely. So. That'll really make things grow. But those cover crops are looking like a green yard out there. So those are always fun to see. So
yep.
I like it.
Did you see anything on the way up? Did you see all the birds were
hunkered down? They were. And a few that were flying were like braced against.
Okay.
So just the normal, beautiful birds that are back, you know, from their southerly trip.
Sure.
So, but I didn't see no eagles.
Did you get your Merlin app out this
morning? No, I didn't this morning. But, you know, it is the perfect time of, you know, when you're getting up and having that first cup of coffee. If you just go out there and sit in the yard and take just a few minutes.
Yeah.
Talk to the birds. I think that's a good way to start your morning.
You're going
to
be getting the kayak out soon.
What's the weather for the weekend?
Well.
I'm putting you on the weather spot today. I apologize.
You know, don't apologize at all. I have that right here, Dr.
Is there
Brady.
Some kayaking weather in there?
So Saturday, there's a 50% chance of rain.
How warm is it and how much wind?
So it's going to be in the upper 40s.
Oh, that's a little chilly for me in my kayak.
Cold and damp.
Yeah.
And winds may gust to 30 miles per hour.
Yeah, probably. Can you just see me out there getting tangled in my line and the kayak man going, that's probably not going to work.
No.
I thought I could maybe over the weekend. There was a little bit of time, but it didn't happen.
Yeah.
So
well,
too busy. But I'm thinking about it. I've been watching, you know, how those things pop up on your little stream about how to catch the crappie or how to do. And so I've been like, okay, what's my new strategy for this year? So
all right.
I've been thinking about fish. I haven't caught anything yet.
You're going to have to go out, Dr. Brady.
I am.
Catch a
getting
nice...
closer.
Well, you're staying so busy.
Well, and my freezer's empty, though, so I'd like a little crappie. This is, you know, I told you that my favorite fish to eat
Me
is
too.
Those crappies.
Me
so
too.
I want to get a few in the freezer so I can. I only takes one or two fish at a time for me, so if I get four or five in there, that'll keep me for a few months.
That's so much fun.
Yeah,
when
is.
They kind of start to run out
Just hit it and eat, you know, something about the thrill of pulling them out of the water.
That's
I love
fun.
That. Yep.
So. Okay, Dr. Brady, let's talk about Healthy Tails Retreat. And Easter's coming up.
It is this weekend. Wow.
You know, a lot comes with that. Travel.
Family.
People, family over at your house.
Easter egg hunts in the yard.
Maybe some extra things that they shouldn't be eating. Maybe, I mean, there's just a whole lot there.
You really don't want your dog to eat all the Easter egg basket for all sorts of reasons.
A lot of reasons. Absolutely. So what do I need to be thinking about? Let's start with boarding.
Well, we absolutely can help if you are having company and you're worried about how that's all going to go with kids and dogs and open doors and Easter egg hunts and extra things around and
candy and
plates set in different places where the dog can get to access. And you want to, so we are open 365 days a year. We can do drop off. So like if you just need it Sunday morning and be gone by Sunday evening, we can help. Weekends, we do a little bit of a varied schedule so that my help can go for lunch.
Uh-huh.
And so we work from 8 to noon, and then we take a little break, and then we come back from 4 to 6. And so you could drop them off first thing in the morning and pick them up in the afternoon. Or certainly we still have availability for boarding, and it's getting close to travel time, so start making your reservations.
Yeah.
During the summer, we get pretty busy. You know, we run – everything's full during the week because we have play care and we have – then dogs that are there for the spa and some that come in for vaccines and stuff. And then on the weekends, we have the hotel stays. And so especially if you've got a longer stay, you definitely want to get the word in. And I'd rather you It's like if you're not sure, say you think you're taking a trip in June and you're not sure if you're going to leave Thursday or Friday, just let's make the reservation. We can always adjust it, but let's get you on the books. Yep. So call 712-246-2310 and talk to Heather or Jenna or Hannah and make the reservation, and we love to help you.
So that's super handy that you could drop them off Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And pick them up Sunday evening.
Yeah. If you, you know, if you just need a one day thing.
Oh, super handy.
And they can play with other dogs, or if they're, you know, they're the kind that doesn't play or is just older, or you think they just need a break, a quiet place. Like me, if you know, if you get too much company, sometimes you just need to go find a quiet place. I have been asked that before. Can I just rent this little room for a few hours? There's a TV there, and you know,
see, perfect. I would have a quiet place with no one around.
That's right. Bring your favorite snacks and your bread if you want to, and we'll make a place for you. So,
all right.
So it's always good to talk to people about helping them when they are going out of town, so that they know their dog's having fun while they're on their vacation. Yeah. So. We've been helping a lot of people through spring break, so that's been good. So I always am glad to see the pets, and the people are always happy when they go home that they've had a good stay. Yeah. So
is it time to do my summer trim?
Absolutely. The hair should be flying. It's flying at my house. My cat, for some reason, boy, she is just leaving me. I'm like, what is this? And this is a big clump of hair on the stairs this morning. I was like, oh, you must have been sitting there grooming in the middle of the night last night. So, you know, they do a shed. Sometimes if the hair is not, that undercoat starts to come out, and if it doesn't come out very good, then it's just kind of gets in that coat and it's kind of a mess, and it's uncomfortable for the dog and certainly uncomfortable for you and your vacuum cleaner. So we can help with that. We call it a de-shed, and for dogs that we put them in the tub and really get them clean and get that hair out.
Is that something you would do one time?
I do it once a month.
Okay.
That's, you know, I really think, especially if you've got a dog that has, like those yellow labs that just shed forever.
Yes.
I don't know what about yellow labs. They are just like,
I don't know where all that hair comes from.
I don't
know.
And they're the craziest things, because you can get them all done. You've gone through a whole step, and then they dry, and then all of a sudden, poof, their hair goes flying one more time. So you've got to do kind of a whole series of steps. But if you really have a dog that sheds and you want to limit that, we have that monthly club, and that's what I would recommend, is you put them in the monthly club. And so they come in every month, they get their bath, they get their heartworm and flea protection, and then we keep their vaccines up to date. And so that's the fur club. And we have, we kind of cap it about 120, because, you know, they come every month. And right. So we've got to kind of make sure we've had enough room for them. But we have the dogs that I see most common in there are the Doodles.
Oh, yeah.
Because their hair is a challenge. My little dog, she's a little baby doodle, and she gets about, you know what, 2 inches, and then her hair kind of starts to mat. So she goes every 2 weeks to get a little clean up, and then if she gets too long, then we've got to kind of trim her back and let her grow again, because it gets kind of, and that's how most of them are.
Yeah.
You can, there's kind of a secret length, and if you can keep it that, you're good, but once it gets past that, you got to shear them like a sheep. You know,
some of those dogs you see on some of like the dog shows and stuff, when their hair just is right. Oh. I don't know how much time people spend on that, but it
all
has
the
to
time.
Be. I mean, that's a never-ending job.
A daily, you know, those ones that have the flowing hair, you know, they've got to brush those dogs daily.
Yeah.
And if you're not committed to that, then you need to keep it short, because it's there's kind of no middle ground.
Right, right.
It's either brush it every day or it's matted every day. And so
I went through that shedding process and it never returned.
Well, so you don't have to worry about haircuts.
And it never came back, Dr. Brady.
I
don't know.
That's good. I don't know.
It seems like we should be able to solve that, but I don't know.
You know, they've been working on that a long time, haven't they? Yeah. And I still don't see that they've made any. Surely AI can help us with something there.
There's something. I don't know. It seems like there should be something.
There should be something. But maybe you can work on that.
So it's getting warmer.
It is getting warmer.
With that comes ticks.
It's time to go hiking, isn't it?
It is.
Get out and
they get really bad very quickly, though.
In the spring here. This
very
is
bad.
The time that the ticks are the worst. You know, you can see ticks all the time. But you know, the other day, my daughter was home for the weekend, and she was petting my little dog, who only goes in my yard. She really, we haven't we haven't been anywhere exciting. Yeah. She goes, Mom, there's a tick on her. And I said, oh, is it alive? She goes, no, it's a dead one because she takes her preventative. So even in our backyard, I'm going to blame it on those little squirrels because there are squirrels that she has a little running competition with. So even in your yard, she still picked up a tick. And, you know, because of Lyme disease and all the other diseases they carry, and just because they're gross and we don't want them to come to us, definitely get ahead of them on that tick. We use... in the fur club, which is what she's in, I use that trio product, which does fleas, ticks, heartworms, and it worms them for internal parasites. So it's one and done every month, and it's part of her little monthly plan. And it's nice they've made those products so it's one, because I was always, because, you know, like this one would come in a 3-pack, and this one would come in a 6-pack, and I'd have 3, but I wouldn't have the 4th one. And I so it's nice that they've made it so it's all in one product. So talk to your veterinarian. That is a prescribed product, and see what they recommend for your dog.
With the warmer weather and the green grass that you see now, I bet that
the ticks are hanging out there with their legs reaching out to grab you as you walk by.
Yeah,
or your dog, you know, and out in the brush, that's especially where they're going to be. So watch check yourself for ticks.
Absolutely.
And absolutely keep ahead of it for your pets.
Dr. Margaret Brady with you. Let's talk about the mill. So, card show.
Card show coming up.
It's
coming up again. We've got August 4th, which is Saturday.
Is that this weekend?
That is this weekend. Oh. They have just had one a couple weeks ago, but they had a great turnout. He's trying to have them once a month. And so for April, this is the 4th. This is baseball cards, sports cards of every sort, sports memorabilia, and a few of the other cards, like the Magic cards and the Pokemon cards and those other cards that I don't know the names of. so they're going to be the last time they had about 20 tables full of card guys and memorabilia. So that's pretty exciting.
That's really good.
And the people that are into that had a good time. And the Millcade is open like if you're bringing your kids and they need a place to kind of play, they can go play in the Millcade while you're doing your card. Or maybe the kids are doing the card dealing and the dad needs a place to play. And so that's fun. Kind of an interesting area that these guys really are interested in.
I bet they do a lot of just talking back and forth.
And show me your card.
Yeah.
I noticed Pierre and Zeller now have a glass shelf for their card. They have a little... case for him. I don't know where they found that, but got it all set up. It's looking quite professional now.
Yeah,
so good for them. So, and they really enjoy that. So
that's fun.
It's like a treasure hunt. I think they're always looking for that certain special card to add to your collection.
Yes,
or whatever.
Kind of always on the hunt.
Always on the hunt.
So
always
you can trade. You can swap. You can buy, purchase. I suppose. I think you can do about everything.
If you have a pack of cards that you would just really like to know if there's something of value, these people that are part of this will be honest with you. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So some people, you take them and that's worth $1 and it was really worth $100.
Right.
But especially Pierre and Zeller.
Oh, yeah. And they can say this is $100 card, but the condition's really bad, so it's worth $10.
They will educate you.
Yeah.
They will help you with that. So if you have some and is this something you're just trying to get into, or you've got that pack of cards that's Hank, you talked about that, you know, when you were a kid, you had some, and you're like, I wonder if any of these are worth anything. They would love for you to sit down with them and just kind of go through them and talk cards. So it's very fun.
And like you say, it's across the board, baseball, football, basketball.
And there's different people and they specialize in different things.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it's a free event for those to attend. So you come with your pack of cards and everybody has a table and you can go around the I'm not sure if there's still tables available, but call or reach out to Preston Lawson.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a number. Do you have a number? There it is.
Yeah, I have it. 712-246-9388.
9388. So you say, Preston, have you still got a table for me? And we're pretty flexible and we can usually squeeze one more in. So if you think, I forgot to get my reservation in, call Preston. And that's this Saturday. And they go from 10 to 3 on Saturday.
At the mill. There you go.
Downtown Shenandoah.
That's turned into Law Dogs Card and Memorabilia Show.
Card and Memorabilia
Turned into quite a thing, quite an event you have going on there.
That's right. So
he's
on, I think he's kind of posting things. And you can always reach out to the Millcade guys. They can help you get in touch with them as well.
So. They're good guys.
They are good.
They can help you. Let's talk about the mill. So you have your first market of the season.
That's right. first market of 2026.
It's coming up.
It's coming up, and I am excited. We have 15 vendors already, which is very exciting, which includes Juan's Mexican Grill food truck, which I am so super happy that they were able to come over and join us. They will be out front, and, you know, they're on the street, and then we'll have – we have everything from – pies and cinnamon rolls and bread and jellies and plant starts and people that have created interesting things. Sierra, my jeweler, is going to be back. I'm super excited about her. She makes custom silver jewelry that I am not. It is next level. Like, you could sell it in a high-dollar jewelry store with an Iowa price on it, I'm going to call it. And I had her make some custom cufflinks for my son because he wanted some cufflinks. And so he designed them and worked with her, and I gave them to her.
For,
it was really cool.
That's cool.
So she handcrafts silver jewelry that looks first class. So, like, if you were in the market for a special gift for your mother or your wife or your wife-to-be or your husband, you could work with her and design something that maybe there's maybe your mom really likes irises, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean? There's something that really means something. You guys could craft something together that would be like that heirloom.
That's
piece.
That's the neat thing about, because it's one off, you know, or there's that one. That's one of one.
One
and
of
it
one.
Means something to the person you're giving it to.
And the
I think that's very cool.
And the price was super affordable.
Yeah.
I mean, it is not nearly what I expected to pay. And she uses quality in materials. And like I said, it's just next class. And so she's going to be there. I love her. She's young and passionate about what she does. She always has a few pieces made up. So if you don't have ideas, but if you wanted to kind of talk with her about something, you've got a dream for the future, she would absolutely work with you. So love to see her back.
There you go. So. They'll be at the mill.
Absolutely.
At the market.
So this is one of the things that I like the most about the market is to meet local people that are passionate about what they do, mm-hmm. starting out small business. And they come and they present their product to you directly. And you can make that connection, whether you just want to pick up her card and say, I'm going to get in touch with you later. Or if you want to buy something that day. So that's the best part about the market at the mill.
What are tallow products? What's that?
Like, beef tallow.
Yeah.
So that is very popular right now.
Well, that's why it caught my attention, because it is popular.
Yeah. So those are beef tallow, which is beef fat mm-hmm. that have been made into products for like your heels, if you get rough heels in mm-hmm. the winter, or if you get your hands get especially dry. It's a way to, it is an emollient. Mm-hmm. So they add some fragrance to it. They're nice products. I've used quite a few of those.
Well, that's why I saw that and thought, well, you know, you see a lot of that online. Mm-hmm. So
these people with the tallow products, let's see, who's making tallow? Ashley Holmes is making tallow products. So you can talk to her about what she uses, what scents she puts in them, how she works with that tallow. And it is nice to have that one-on-one, because she's going to tell you every single thing that went in there. So there's not going to be weird hidden chemicals that you want. It's going to be tallow and some fragrance. I mean, it's just going to be a real natural product. So,
which is cool.
This is very cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
So the market, Dr. Brady, will be April 11th.
So second Saturday. And mm-hmm. so second Saturday of April is the 11th. We'll do it 10 to 2.
Are you full?
I could probably squeeze in one or two more.
Okay.
I'm getting really full. So if you need to get in touch with me, so I kind of make sure I've saved a space for you. If you want to know who's coming, look on, we're starting to post it on Facebook, and I'm going to start having a little feature on each of our vendors coming up for the next 11 days. And so we will be putting that out there on the vendors that are coming, and then what they're going to bring. And most of them I've seen before, so I'll have some pictures of what they brought last year and stuff. So very excited.
Very good.
Garden of Paradise, he'll be bringing some plant starts in. Freed Family Farms are going to be coming. They have hand-dyed yarns, which is cool.
Yeah.
But they also are gardeners, and they're doing those the weekly boxes.
Yes.
So if you want to not garden,
but you want
all the great stuff, come talk to the Freed family. Super reasonable, super nice family. and they grow a variety of products, which is fun because you can try different things. And I, you know, I've done that in the past, and it was just wonderful. Every week that box would come in and be like Christmas. Yeah. Coming. What's been growing in that's the family?
Great. You know, maybe you love that, but you don't have time to garden or whatever.
Right. Or,
you're
or like,
maybe you can't.
Or like me, I just don't. I live in a shady spot, and I always have good intentions, but the most I ever get is a tomato plant planted and, and then sort of kind of get some tomatoes. So if you don't want to feel guilty about that anymore, come and do that. Or if you're living in an apartment, I've got several ladies that I've been talking to, and, you know, they live in an apartment. They used to have a big garden, but now they don't live in a place where they can have gardens. So this would still give you all the goodie without having to do the weeding.
You get all the good stuff.
Yeah.
You get the food, get the produce, and you don't have the weed.
That's right.
It's good stuff.
It comes clean, ready to go. Yeah.
All you got to do is just enjoy.
Just enjoy.
That's it. Dr. Margaret Brady with me. So Healthy Tells, Easter boarding, make that call.
Yep.
Haircuts, desheds, ticks, all those things for this time of year. The Mill, you have the card show that's coming up this weekend.
This weekend. And then
on the fourth,
and then
the market will be
the next week. Yeah, the next, that's coming up.
That's from 10 until 2.
10 until 2. That's okay. The hours we do. And then Juan's Mexican Grill will be there. So come have lunch with us. That'll be good.
That sounds really good right now.
It does sound good. I was thinking about that. What am I going to have for lunch? A burrito bowl would be perfect.
Good right now.
That sounds good.
All right. Vision Shenandoah. Are you staying busy with Vision Shenandoah?
We have officially started our first rehab house this week. So it was one that was damaged by a tree.
Yeah.
So there's a big dumpster taking away the part that was damaged. So I'm excited about that. So we're getting going. I have a meeting today with my tourism and events this afternoon.
Yeah.
And then we have recreation team meeting tomorrow. So we have lots going on.
You have busy. So tell me what the plan with the house is, to rehab it and then sell it.
It'll be for sale. Yeah, okay. As soon as it's done. Yeah. So the whole idea is we recognize that in our communities there are some houses that are still structurally sound, but they need some love to get, like this one had a tree come down on one part of the house. And so the gentleman that owned it, the insurance company paid him out instead of paid to repair. But it was a nice house. It had recently been completely gone through and been updated. So we get that off, rebuild that section, and then the house will be for sale. We're hoping 6 months. We'll kind of see how things go. You know, you always get into a few snags that you don't think. But so far, we haven't found anything more than what we thought we'd find.
That's good so far.
Yeah, right? It's good. Just getting started.
So do you have your eyes on another one?
We already have a second one. That we're kind of waiting on Lakin funding to figure out exactly what the timeline is.
Yeah.
But as soon as we know that, which we should know in the next couple of weeks, timeline on things, and then we'll be able to put that one up for bids. And then I've got my eye on a couple more, so it kind of depends. I'm really hoping to get some people that are interested in rehabbing these houses. I'd like to have quite a few of them run at the same time to really make a dent in
to make an impact.
Absolutely. We had... In our housing study, we had over 300 houses that were in the lowest two categories, which means they needed fairly significant repairs. Of course, some of those are owner-owned, which we're trying to figure out some programs to help with owner-owned properties. Mm-hmm. But several of them are, you know, kind of either been abandoned or the people are kind of stuck with this house and they don't know what to do with them. So those are really our target, is the ones that people say, oh, I've got this house and it's not in good enough shape.
Yeah.
For me to sell, it needs quite a bit of work, and so we can take those on and
I want to pry a little bit, Dr. Brady.
Okay.
So the Dream Team's meeting this week, tourism and events and recreation. There's some commonality between those different categories. Mm-hmm. What are you looking at there? Or is this like a planning meeting, or do you have projects in mind that you're working on? What are you doing?
So tourism and events, the thing we're focusing right now on is 4th of July.
Okay.
So the Veterans Museum has, signed on to have a Remembering the Fallen, which is a tour of 36, towers of, service people that lost their lives in the Iraq, Afghanistan war times.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been touring the United States. and the Veterans Museum. I got a information from the guy that was managing it, and I sent it to them, and they got all, you know, they jumped right on that. And so that's going to come the weekend before the 4th of July. So what we're going to do, one of the things I think works the best is to, when you plan an event, is just get people together and say, what is your group want to do? So this afternoon, that's what we're going to do. So like the museum, the Veterans Museum has that. So what does the Historical Museum? It's 250-year 4th of July. So we're just going to get together and say, what does everybody want to do? And then Vision can work as kind of as a marketing thing. Skia will be there to help with that. Yeah. And kind of help with the coordinating and planning, and maybe put a map or a calendar of events out so that we all the great things in town are advertised in one place so people can know if they come to town. And of course, me, you know me, I have a few ideas I'm going to throw out there. So wouldn't this be cool to do X, Y, and Z?
Of course.
And so I'm really hoping to plant some seeds this time. And then, so that group, so the big thing that comes out of that group is, Lake and Wise is my nonprofit organizations. And then the Wabash Trace is part of, we're going to call that Tourism Events, just because we wanted to keep recreation where we're talking about the field house.
Okay.
That big project that's in that recreation team.
That's a big one.
That's a big one.
That requires a lot of...
Yeah, so we're still in the strategic planning portion of that. And it's a big project working with a lot of different organizations. And so we thought that would kind of monopolize the time for that committee.
Sure.
And we didn't want the Trace and these other organizations. So we broke them into a couple of dream teams, which is working. And there's some overlaps, like some of the people on one committee or the same ones that are on the second one or and on the vision board. So, you know, we have quite a bit of continuity between organizations, and like the Trace, the people on the recreation are really interested in what's going on with that. They have that Wrap Connector project, and so I'm excited about, I think they're going to be breaking ground here pretty soon, so I'm excited about talking to Becca Kessel, who's on my committee, to share what's going on with that and how that's going to look. So very cool.
Exciting stuff, Dr. Brady.
It is lots of
Are you enthused with everything? Are you pleased with where you're at?
After a year, I have been in this position 1 year. This actually tomorrow. So I started April 1st of 2025 as the executive director. And No fooling. I think I started on the 2nd, actually, but it was close enough. And so we are 1 year out, and I'm super pleased with what we've accomplished in the last year and the dream teams we've put together and all of the great things have been happening in the past year, and we're looking forward to a great 26.
That's awesome. Yeah. And your tour of home or
tour of opportunities.
Tour of opportunities was a home run.
And there's still things happening behind the scenes on those properties that are, there's still a few properties out there. If you want to get, you know, be part of the momentum, I want you to come and hang out with me for a day and let me show you some opportunities in Shenandoah. So reach out anytime.
How do people do that? How do they get in touch with you, Dr. Brady?
Oh, just call my cell, 712-246-9126. Usually shoot me a text because sometimes I'm talking on the radio and I can't take your call right then, but I'll get back to you and we can set up a meeting. I will be on April 11th.
Okay.
At the Market at the Mill. I will have a little vision area kind of over by the Millcade.
Yeah.
So you come and I will have some comfortable chairs and we can come sit and talk all things visionary at that event. So if you just want to hear what's going on, or if you've got ideas, or you want to be part of a dream team or whatever, come talk to me.
There you go. All right, Dr. Brady, you are going to get really good fuel mileage going home.
Oh, I'm
going to
blow me home.
You're just going to
set it on coast.
Just put your sail up and take it right home.
That's right.
All right. It's a pleasure to visit with you, Dr. Brady.
Always good to talk to you.
Always enjoy it. Dr. Margaret Brady with me this morning from Healthy Tales, the Mill, the Market at the Mill, and Vision Shenandoah, and Maloja LLC. Make it a great day, Dr. Brady.
KCSI-FM.